Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger, and I have something special and a little different for you here on the show. It's a story about a musical instrument on a serious mission. And the story starts in Parkland, Florida, with the members of an organization called Shine MSD. MSD stands for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. That's the high school in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a mass shooting on February 14th, 2018. A group of students who survived the shooting started Shine MSD along with their parents. The organization is devoted to promoting healing through the arts, and their latest project is a trumpet that's touring the country. You know what a trumpet sounds like, and you probably know what one looks like, too. Shiny brass. Well, the one you're hearing right now is mostly black.
We lacquered it in black. The shiny areas that you see are the polished brass and then clear lacquered over that. We wanted it to really stand out and kind of pop so you could see, hey, these are the parts that are actual bullets.
Josh Landris made it.
Bullets that were shot and fired out of a gun, cut up and pieced together.
Landris is pointing to the lead pipe, which is the long, straight part of the instrument that comes out of the mouthpiece. Picture a bunch of empty bullet casings lined up end to end, leading towards the bell, where the sound comes out.
It's drilled all the way out so that the air can go through, and it makes it a playable instrument. And then the bell, the big part here.
As you can imagine, making a trumpet out of bullets was complicated, which is why Josh was a little hesitant when he got a call from a guy named Matt McKay from an advertising and PR company called Publicis.
That is spelled P-U-B-L-I-C-I-S.
McKay is the executive creative director at Publicis Worldwide. He heard about the Shine students from Parkland and offered to donate his time to help spread their message.
The message being, you know, don't forget about these horrific events that happen. You know, something happens, the news is all over it for days and days and days, and then all of a sudden it's just back to the same old thing. And there's a small amount of people that get impacted by these things that can't go back to the same old thing.
Two of the Parkland students who formed Shine are Sawyer Garrity and Andrea Pena. Garrity says that they were in drama class on the day of the shooting.
I know, like, the day right after, a lot of us went to Andrea's house and we just, like, painted. Like, that's just something we did. We, like, listened to music and we just painted. And we, like, we didn't really talk much. We were just, like, painting. And, like, I think that was kind of the first, like, realization of art, like, being therapeutic. Because that was the first thing we did. Like, we're listening to, like glee music and like random like playlists and just like painting, and that made us feel even just a little bit better.
That weekend, Garrity and Pena started writing a song together called Shine.
I know Andrea and I, we both turn to music. It's something we both turn to when we're feeling any emotion. And I think what happened at our school, we were just left feeling so many emotions that we didn't know how to deal with. And so we just kind of poured it all into this song. And if we didn't do it when we did it, if we didn't write right then and there when we were feeling everything, the song wouldn't have been as genuine and as raw and as real as it is today.
You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger, and we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light, and whoa, we will be something special. Whoa, we're gonna shine.
While we were writing it, we felt a little better. Like, it definitely helped us to start the
healing
process.
When we finished it, that's like the best I felt, like, throughout the whole week. Like, as
Me
soon
too.
As we finished the song and like pieced everything together and came up with the title, I was like, that's the best I felt, like, ever since everything happened.
We're tired of hearing that we're too young to ever make a change. You're not gonna knock us down, we'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger, and we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light.
That's Pena and Garrity singing. They were able to record the song with their classmates at a professional studio in Florida, thanks to a producer who donated his time and equipment. Then their parents got involved, and they formed the nonprofit organization named for the song.
It's really hard because what Shine's doing is we're advocating for healing through the arts, like healing like through from trauma and stuff. when we still haven't healed from that, and we're still learning how to deal with that, and there are still things that we haven't really figured out. And like, I have people coming like who say things to me like, oh, you guys are like what we want to look to when we want to see how to heal through trauma. But it's like, sometimes I think, but we don't even know what we're doing. Like, I guess Shine is kind of looked at as like hopeful and stuff, but it's hard to stay hopeful all the time, especially when you go through like what you go through.
The Shine students travel the country when they can, spreading awareness by performing and sharing their story. And at the same time, the trumpet they inspired, the Instrument of Hope, is on its own tour. It made it into the hands of David Strime, who plays trumpet in singer-songwriter Amos Lee's band.
You know, the responsibility and the honor of playing something like this, it's a pretty incredible feeling just holding it.
The trumpet recently made its debut on Broadway.
Oklahoma is honored to feature this Instrument of Hope today as one of the stops on its tour across the country.
And it wound up in the hands of Matt Cappy, who's played with everybody from Tony Bennett to the late Aretha Franklin to the Roots.
I present to you the Instrument of Hope.
Every once in a while, the Instrument of Hope returns to its maker, Josh Landrus. And on one of those occasions, the Shine Kids were also in New York and got a chance to play it. The visit meant a lot to Landrus.
They were laughing and having fun. So to even see that happiness come from them from a rough situation was really nice. And really moving, and kind of made me a little choked up when they were here. And to also hear their stories, it's so moving and so powerful. I couldn't imagine.
Best one right there. That was great.
And maybe that's why they call it the Instrument of Hope. Hey, thank you so much to everyone involved in helping us make this special piece for World Cafe and for NPR. Thanks to our amazing producer, John Myers, who put so much work and heart into this piece. Thank you to the people at Publicis, including our pal Rachel, for making this happen. To all of the musicians involved, including Matt Cappy, the people at Temple Emmanuel in New York City who hosted us. Josh Landrus and his whole crew at J. Landrus Brass in New York City. And of course, thank you so much to the whole Shine crew. You can find more information about what they do at shinemsd.org. Thanks to all of the amazing students that we met: Sawyer Garrity, Andrea Pena, Melanie Weber, Alex Moscow, Jesse Bass, Jared Block, Avery Anger, and Isabella Berry, and their parents. Talking to those people was such a highlight for me on this gig, so thank you very much. It's the Instrument of Hope. I'm Talia Schlanger, and you are listening to The World Cafe from NPR.